Hello, KMA Land. Thank you for making the Double X Factor a part of your Tuesday. I'm Spencer Williams, and along with Sandy Edie Hansen, we take on personal growth topics, most of which are topics that Sandy and I are working on in our own lives, and we're trying to learn and grow our way through them. Then we relay what we find back to you, our listeners. Full disclosure, this topic is all me this week. I told Sandy I was experiencing a lot of sadness. Some was mine to bear, and some was a feeling of being consumed by the pain of others. Another full disclosure, and this may catapult me right out of the evolve category, but I don't want to not hurt when my friends and loved ones hurt. When they suffer pain, I want to feel it. I want good things for them just as I want them for myself. So when those good things seemingly go bad or we end up with disappointments and sadness, yeah, I'm going to struggle. But at the sake of myself, it can only be to a point. I want to offer compassion. I want to offer an ear. I want to help when I can. But I need to make sure I'm clear on the difference between being there for someone and taking on their problems as if they were my own. And here's a few signs that rightchangegrow.com says we can look out for. If we find ourselves talking about someone else's problem all the time, this isn't gossipy, but in a sort of taking over every conversation kind of way. Along the same lines, are we thinking about the person and their problem all the time? I know one of the problems I'd taken on as my own had me up several times in the night, and it would be on my mind from the time I woke up until I returned from my sleepless night. And let's be clear, a Spencer without sleep certainly doesn't leave me in any shape to be of help to anyone else. Another sign could be a feeling that you are listening to everyone, but feel no one is available to listen to you. Again, make sure this is the truth and you aren't just playing the martyr role, where you don't want to burden anyone with your problem because they all have the problems of their own. Again, that's placing unnecessary weight on yourself. And an opposite sign of that, but maybe still in the martyrdom family, is that you ignore or deny your own problems. Sadly, this might even have a flavor of self-sabotage. We might use other people's problems as an excuse for not following through things in our own lives. Or perhaps we're feeling especially bad because there just isn't anything in our power that we can do to help. Again, this isn't about abandoning people or giving up on them. It's more about accepting what we can and can't control. And finally, the real ugly sign that you may be taking on more secondhand sadness than necessary is that you just may like the drama. But hold up, you might not even know you do. On the surface, drama stresses you out, but when drama appears, you jump on it as if it's your own. The example from Right Change Grow was that you hear bad news and think that's terrible, but then your next reaction is to be excited to tell someone about it. Well, that's a bit of a drama addiction, and one we can probably all admit to dabbling in a time or two. So for today, I hope I've helped you look within as to whether you are taking on the problems of others. And I'll be back Thursday with hopefully some things that I've learned to balance it out for myself and for you. Thanks as always for making the Double X Factor a part of your day, weekdays on KMA.